AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
What? All right, button it up, Matt. What? This is our time
there
slot.
There we go.
Not much.
Button it up, Smith.
Not
it's our
much.
Time slot now.
Numbskull.
On the line. On the line.
I want you to repeat after me.
Period. 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 Period.
Personally. Personally.
Are we going to shoot somebody? I just heard the... Yeah!
There it is.
Oh.
Sorry. Listen, you got to stop. I know the names are still coming in. And it has been the last 2 hours where we are celebrating birthdays of family members and cousins. Thanks to E. Norma Stitz.
Yeah, E. Norma Stitz.
In Quitville, Arkansas.
What about Enorma's...
We already said it, Magdaleno.
What about her sister, Gloria? Gloria Stitz.
Gloria Stitz.
Sorry, stop the show. Stop the show.
We can't do this.
Just stop the show.
We got 45 minutes until we give it to Tim Cates and Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck, and Magdaleno has now taken over our show on the last
break. Are we more of a grab ass when it's a flex alert?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that the case?
Yes.
It shouldn't be. We should be more buttoned up because people are like at work. Because it's Frogman Friday and people are out there working. And
I don't like it, Mike.
A lot of times they cut out early.
And also what happens inevitably when there's like an early game is Dave Magdaleno comes around here.
He gets here too early.
And he is,
he's a saboteur.
Sometimes stimulated from the night before his activities. Not totally clear-headed and ready to rock and roll on that Dodger board. And, you understand the results. Can we start again
you
and I'll
the
do
judge.
The quote? Yeah, you be
great
the judge.
Day.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
That's mean.
Am I the only one around here who gives a about the rules?
That's a pretty sad commentary on us.
Can't do it, Sally.
It takes up their time, man.
Muy hombre. A lot of man.
That's my mom, dude.
Mom's a pimp.
My mom's a pimp.
Today's winners are tomorrow's blinking toads, dumb beasts with no hope.
One more hour, actually less than that, of Petros and Money on a flex alert. We go until 4 p.m.
Flex it back, Matt, when we're flexed next week, too. There are a bunch of flex shows next week.
Tuesday and Wednesday of next week will be flexed out.
Double flex.
Full four-hour show on Monday.
Alert.
And we'll start a little bit late on Thursday, 7 game roadie for the Dodgers in Milwaukee and Chicago. Today, game two of the Brewers. Got a 3-1 victory last night. Bellinger, Muncy home runs. David Vasse joined us earlier from the good earth and described what was Julio Urias' final start for a while with the return of Hyunjin Ryu. And tonight will be Ross Stripling's final start for the foreseeable future.
We'll see how it all plays out.
The return of Rich Hill.
Dodgers are hot.
They are hot. They have won 6 in a row. 5 in a row.
5 in a row. Tonight it's going to be 6. Tonight it will be 6.
Tonight.
You will hear Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck with the one and only Tim Cates and David Vasse and all of our friends all over the darn thing. My dad and David Vasse joined us. And what is the podcast news, Cates?
We're good.
Time's I'm afraid up. The podcast is fully operational. What about the PMS before the show podcast? I heard today in particular is some really poignant stuff.
Yeah, I'm just going through listening to it again to make sure I don't have to hit the explicit button.
Very provocative.
Just going through it.
Provocative evening of adult entertainment, the PMS Before the Show podcast, available separately from the PMS podcast. So quit bugging us about it and quit being an
a-hole. I heard you guys talked about that. Someone tweeted me, and I'm kind of upset you didn't bring me in on that.
What are you talking about?
But you're not surprised.
I mean,
you're upset, but you're not surprised.
You can be on it today.
I got an addendum to your podcast.
You can be on it today. Just stop. Just leave us alone.
He can't be on it today. We've already done it. He can be on it Monday. But
I'm
going to
go
Dodger
back and
game.
Patch myself in.
Oh, great. Wouldn't surprise me.
Let's do the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in a fact. It's the hour three.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
Our ancient ancestors were so worried about bears, they didn't want to name them because they feared the bears might overhear that name and come after them. So they came up with a word.
You know what? That is solid, logical thinking. In fact, I believe my wife used to have thinking like that. Like, if I kill this spider, will the other spiders know and team up against
me?
Come
up against it. Well, it's very similar.
Yeah.
In Northern Europe, they named the beast a Bruin, meaning the brown one, as a euphemism. And then Bruin segued into bear. And we now call the beast by the euphemism, but we don't know what word it replaced because those ancient ancestors refused to utter it out of straight fear. So bear is really the oldest known euphemism in our English language.
All right.
All right.
I mean, I don't know much about bears, but
I just know that's a euphemism. That ain't what they were called.
I know that a bear raped Leonardo DiCaprio in the Revenant, or whatever that movie was, and I know that a bear also raped Brad Pitt at the end of Legends for the
bites.
Fall.
There was no rape.
They got to be the horniest animals out there in the forest other than the Bigfoot. And we know that Bigfoot takes women and makes them into, like, they have a whole concubine system. Bigfoots do. Like that guy with all the daughters in Game of Thrones. Where's Magdaleno?
In like three sentences.
Magdaleno knows.
He's already gone.
Oh, did he leave?
He's already gone.
But it is true that Bigfoot has, like, he takes the chicks. That's what
I'm
happened.
Sorry,
in
that's true.
It was in a Bigfoot movie I saw that came recommended from Dave Magdaleno. That's all I'm saying, man.
He did take vacation up into Northern California to chase Sasquatch. Our own Dave Magdaleno. So legitimately, not ironically, legitimately.
What are you doing with your vacation time? I'm going to camp in a rustic, horrible place near the Lost Coast to look for Sasquatch.
I'm going to wear fluorescent clothing.
That's where the video came from.
That's what attracts them. Okay. Legitimate vacation.
But you saw that movie where Bigfoot,
just a little
it kills that guy.
I almost said the S word. I really almost said the S word.
Because you don't know if we're doing the before the show?
No, because I just saw him run in.
Hey, Magdaleno.
It's real, man. Willow Creek.
Yeah, that's the movie. That's the
when
one.
When I went out there, I like searched the ground and I found trace evidence. I was like,
what kind of trace evidence?
Like, I don't know. Like a snail trail or something?
Now tell us about, without swearing or being inappropriate.
I don't know, food like snail trail?
You are in charge of bad things that go over the air, Magdaleno. So without being inappropriate, would you tell us what the Bigfoot's habits are when he finds a camper's wife? He takes the wife for his own wife, right?
Yeah, you got to get his harem going, you know.
But that's what
Bigfoot... Way to sell it.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He did it in that movie, right? He had a naked girl, and then he took the other girl.
Yeah, first he took the not-so-looking girl, good-looking girl, then he took the better one. He said, upgrade right here, and he took her.
He didn't
now,
say
is that,
that
a direct quote, or is that you just assuming like
it was
what he was
in
saying?
The movie.
Because you could hear one of them yelling, and the other ones yell, too, and they said, oh, yeah, you right, homie? Let's go.
No.
You remember at the end, they all
started
yelling.
The movie. I'm trying to get you to explain it to all of our listeners, and all of a sudden, you become Montel Jordan. I mean, you were a Bigfoot expert when we used to talk about this stuff off the air.
I'm an expert tracker and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, snail trail, fool.
Yeah, you know, you just follow that.
That's it.
So the Sasquatch finds the women, takes them, and then he breeds
But doesn't
them.
It like fluorescent-colored clothing or something? Wasn't that in that movie?
Fluorescent colored clothing.
Yeah, like don't wear like bright
colors. No. That was that article that I showed
you. That's
about
you. The Dick Cheney, right?
No.
You just shot right in the face.
No, that was the article that I showed you where Sasquatch takes
children.
Oh, Missing 411, the David Politi's book.
There you go.
I'm going to get it for you, P, so you can read it.
Well, I will never go camping.
That's true. So, yeah. Why do all these people go missing in the woods? Because Sasquatch is taking them.
Because there's weird hill people that live out there and know the woods.
Wait a minute. Well, which is more likely? Sasquatch taking them or the weird hill people that know the woods? And really, what's the difference?
Nah, Sasquatch, fool. You know, weird hill people.
You're right. That would make no sense.
Let me ask you this, though, Magdaleno. If I'm in Sasquatch's harem and he all of a sudden starts paying attention to some other kidnapped wife of a camper, what's to stop me?
I feel
me
like I'm in pretty good shape here.
The alpha gives it away to like the lesser, the beta male.
Well, what's to stop me from running away from the Sasquatch
that fool
village?
Runs fast. You can't outrun him.
That fool runs.
You know
fast.
How bears run like 40
they can
miles
move.
An hour? Yeah. Just like you were talking about right now, Matt.
Yeah, people scared of him.
The bear, the short-faced bear, biggest bear in history.
So, how are the Bigfoots? How are they procreating? Are they impregnating these women that they bring in?
In the harem.
They have their own Bigfoot women.
Oh, they do. Okay.
They're just like that from the side. Are they jealous?
No, they're not jealous.
Are they jealous of the camper ladies? Look at this chick's wearing Patagonia. You don't buy me Patagonia, Bigfoot.
She's back at
never buy me a North Face puffer.
She's back at the cave with the little ones, and dude says, man, I'm going to go out and see what's up at the campground. And then he takes one of those.
He peddles his wares.
Yeah, yeah.
Kidnaps a couple ladies.
There's like a whole subset of like erotica books out there about people writing about this stuff, and they make bank.
Wait,
they make
Bigfoot fan fiction that's erotic?
They sell it on Amazon.
They sell a lot of things on Amazon.
It's crazy.
You're telling me there's like I got stole and raped by Bigfoot fan fiction that's erotic for women?
And that writer, that lady is making like $40,000 a month or something. She's making a lot of money.
The Bigfoot
JK
romance
Rowling
fiction.
She's like the 50 Shades of Grey for Bigfoot. Now, are you upset that he came in? I think this is good.
No, I'm upset.
This is real good right here.
This is good sports talk.
I want to just rewind about 4 minutes when Magdaleno said, he was like, yo, this one's hotter, homie.
Well, he did technically take the hotter chick
in
the movie.
That girl was pretty. And then the one that was missing at first was, like Borat said, not so much this one.
See, there we go. We got a Borat quote.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm in now.
This is some real good before the show podcast stuff
But we're in the middle of the show.
This is actually
if this was the before the show podcast, this would have been a lot better.
Those PPMs are going off right now. Fool. You can get about that.
You're right. They are going off.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going off to smooth jazz
with
Laura Santer.
They're listening to Nipsey Hussle on the reel.
Did your dad perform Spartacus?
No. That's more of a fantasy kind of...
That's my favorite song. Every time
it
I
is
see
a good song.
When I see a raccoon, like in my neighborhood, I think of Spartacus.
See? Those
Thanks,
lyrics
Magdaleno.
Spoke to you, Magdaleno.
A noble hero, yeah. I think I'm going to take that song and play it on...
Step too far. One too many questions.
Well, I guess
reroute the mic.
Now that I told you guys, now you can look it up.
So you were serious?
No, yeah, there is.
Okay.
It's a big thing. That's why the...
Oh, my wife just found it on the phone.
See?
Thank
my
you.
Wife!
You can get it with your free Audible subscription.
Do you own any of these?
Nah, I don't like that stuff. It's for women.
Yeah, it's for chicks.
Well, clearly.
Like, I was out camping, and I was just chilling. I was drinking out of my Yeti, and next thing you know...
Yeti.
The real Yeti came up on me, and we had hardcore camp sex.
Look for, don't you remember, like, this past election cycle, there was some lady that was making fun of another guy?
All right, let's stop. I don't like where this is going. This is not going. Yeah, let's fade him out.
What lady? What guy's he talking about? Damn it, I want to know.
Yeah, bad idea.
What? We'll be right back with your lessons learned in great sports talk.
Great sports talk.
Dodgers Brewers, first pitch just after 5 o'clock tonight. We'll have Dodgers on deck at the back end of the hour portion of the Dodger pregame presented by City of Hope. We'll come along in the very next segment with your dead and alive guy birthday of the day. A reminder, 1 week from yesterday, Santa Monica Pier. We will broadcast live from 3 to 5:30 during the Los Angeles Chargers draft party, and you can enter right now at am570lasports.com. To win the Ultimate LA Chargers fan experience, that's a limo ride to the draft, a custom jersey, meet and greet with the players. You'll win tickets to the home opener, plus pregame field passes, custom jerseys, and more. Again, am570lasports.com, keyword Chargers, to get in on all of that.
We want to wish you a happy birthday. A lot of birthday wishes today, but another one for our old friend, Kenya Semenips. Kenya.
I think we're thinning out Semenips. A little bit here.
It's kind of an African name.
Is it right?
Somalian, I think. Mm. So congratulations.
Is that Kenya or Kenyan?
Kenya. K-A-N-Y-A space Semenips, which is, I think, totally normal.
Very popular.
West African name.
Certainly.
Yes.
Liberia, I believe.
Yeah, and a big thank you to our friend Dave Magdaleno for being such a great contributor to the show. Fully functional employee, Adam. The great Tim Cates.
Supposed to have lessons learned and quick hits. Instead, Bigfoot erotic fan fiction is what we were treated to. Little did you know. Good thing your wife was here. In the moment, she was able to look it up and probably eight different books you could.
We ordered 7 books.
You did.
My wife is very excited about it. Turns out
my wife!
I have a lot of things in common with the Sasquatch. all right, it's time for the lessons learned in great sports
talk. Why am I wearing
a
mole hair coat tonight? Shut up and put it on.
That's what I always wear. All right, everybody ready? Cates?
Si.
And Italian Matt?
Si.
All right.
Pronto.
Grazie, pronto, prego. And what about InfoWars Magdaleno? Is he taking a mic?
No, está aquí.
Oh, pobrecito. Okay, lesson one.
Okay, lección uno.
Lezione uno.
Andre Ethier came out of retirement to join us when we were at Dodger Stadium. I believe that was Tuesday. And it was really nice to see old Ethier. And it was really cool to hang out with him and watch him interact with the fans. And then afterwards, you saw the stuff on Instagram where he's standing there with Matt Camp and even some of the younger guys that he knows, like old Doogie. So it was really nice to see Ethier. Here's a little Ethier, a little taste of Ethier.
And you're a professional athlete. I mean, you still look really good. I mean, you get that competitive juices, the fire. Do you have to push it down when you're up against old Earl from accounting in Chandler, Arizona?
Only fire I'm getting is from that icy hot I have to put on. I have to rub up. Yeah, the guys are looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to rub it on my shoulders, my back, my hamstrings.
No batting cages? Like you never go to the batting cage and just let.
Both my boys play club baseball, and so okay. their team was begging me to hit. 2 weeks ago was the first time I hit a pitching machine in a year, and it was a treat.
Yeah, you did some damage, didn't you? Well,
2 days later, I did some damage. I was like, why am I hurting so bad? Oh yeah, those batting cage swings I took for the first time in a year are catching up to me. So
that was Kevin Bacon level. Support
was public
and laughter.
Hey, a lot of support
public,
for Ethier.
About 100 people sitting
you
there watching.
You have to publicly support your guest when there's people watching.
Yeah, it was
hey,
Kevin Bacon.
Hey, F.U. Cates.
Oh, Ethier.
We also want to thank the mayor of Glendale for joining us earlier this week, Harry Protrusion. Harry Protrusion has been a great mayor in Glendale for years.
Thank you, Little Rock.
Lesson two.
Lección dos.
Lección due.
Alex Verdugo. We had the old and now the young. Alex Verdugo and his silvery chain joined the show.
How do you balance it out? Because you got a lot of style. I mean, that chain is that's a
it's
hell
good
of a chain.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think the veterans do a good job of pretty much letting me know what too much style is. So
support.
They'll kind of tame me back a little bit. And I think the other day, Kershaw was wearing one of my chains out just during the game. So
that was your chain?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Kershaw just went and bought a chain.
No, that's me. So I think you know, my style might be coming around on the guys.
Yeah, Verdugo.
Yeah, we like Verdugo. And he had that great throw last night.
I was like, is that Raul Mondesi out there? No, it's Verdugo. Freaking cannon.
Lesson three.
El Cañon, lección tres.
Lección tres.
Oh! Cañone! Don McLean joined the show and talked about, speaking of a cannon, the longest shrimp toss at a Teppan Grill in the history of the Coachella Valley.
36 hours in Palm Springs with my family for spring break.
Wow, that's cool. Oh,
very nice.
You guys staying at the Parker? Cool.
No, Trent McLean set the North American record last night for longest shrimp catch by a Teppan chef.
At Kobe?
The last decade.
On 111 at Kobe? Yeah.
No, we went to Mikado at the Marriott.
Ooh. Very nice. And how long are we talking, Don?
On one try with the spatula, I'm going to say Trent was at least 25 feet away, 30 feet.
Wow. That's pretty.
Wow, I was right.
Was there any shrimp tossing last night at the dim sum place?
Yeah, just pork bun right to the head. It was a bender, too. Noon to six.
He had to move.
Just right there.
Want to wish this guy at the 714's grandmother a happy birthday.
Yeah, what's her name?
Ophelia Rass. Ophelia Rass. Lesson four.
Lesson cuatro.
I'm sorry. What do you want? What do you want? What?
Ophelia ass.
Ophelia ass. Josh Rosen has all kinds of really cool friends.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does.
Did you hear Josh Rosen and his friends talk about how cool he is in the Grand Canyon on Sports Illustrated?
How do you handle these conflicts about people thinking that you care about too many issues?
He always says why.
You're too outspoken.
Why do you think those questions came up?
I started really early as a true freshman at 18, and I think by the time the camera and microphone was in my face, I just wasn't really, didn't have my questions filtered and stuff. And I think it all started when
I did an interview, and literally days before, just taken back, I didn't realize I had teammates living in the team room and like stuffing their training table with as many to-go boxes as they could because they don't have any money to eat. Any scholarship money they get, they're sending back home. So that just kind of struck me. So then I get into an interview, and I'm sitting here with this guy. I'm like, I don't need this game. And like, you take the soundbite of I don't need football.
Douche!
And you can blow that out of proportion and spin it in any which way direction you want. It came from like a place of like sincere, like,
Humbleness.
That's like why I love here. This game
Josh,
so
I got
much.
Your humbleness.
Yeah, the word is humility. You stupid ass.
You're stuck. I got you. Humbleness. Yeah, humbleness.
Oh, I just got a text. That's nothing but Pac-10, dirty sex jokes, stupid movies from the 80s.
And birthday wishes.
Back to our roots today.
But then we're going to cash in on what the Today Show really made a lot of bones on. That's birthday wishes from now on.
Oh,
you got another one?
Well, our friend Pat. Pat my nuts.
Getting alive and your Dodger pregame.
Come on. All right, we'll stop. Jeez, man. You're no fun.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Back to our normal schedule on Monday. As a matter of fact, a full four-hour show. But as we wrap up our Flex Alert, we make our way toward Dodgers Brewers. First pitch just after 5 o'clock. Tim Cates and company will be coming up next. A reminder, Clips look to even the series with the Warriors. Game 4 Sunday, 12:30 p.m. That game will be on AM 1150 as the Dodgers road trip continues, and mark your calendars. 1 week from yesterday, we will be out at Santa Monica Pier. It is the Thursday Charger Draft Party. Who doesn't love the Santa Monica Pier?
I love the pier, man.
Everybody loves the pier.
It gets real.
Accessible.
It gets near on the pier.
It's a little windy, but you know, on a hot afternoon in mid-April, it's nice to feel a breeze on the back of your neck as you're getting ready to figure out who the Chargers going to pick with that number 28 selection. You could also win
Verdizzle,
the ultimate LA Charger fan experience. That's going to be a limo ride to the draft, custom jersey meet and greet with players. You'll also win tickets to the home opener, pregame field passes, custom jersey, and more. All the details at am570lasports.com, keyword Chargers. And remember, if you want to hear the PMS before the show podcast, made its maiden vulgarity-ridden voyage yesterday.
Oh, no, we had an F-word before, unless he edited it out.
I think he edited it out last time. I think Cates let it fly this time.
We need to get him in here to, but anyway, yeah,
available
check it
on
out.
The iHeartRadio app soon on iTunes, but you have to subscribe to that separately from the PMS content.
I did it. I subscribed this morning.
Did you listen back to it?
Yes.
And? Does it sound weird to hear us cussing?
No.
Yeah, I guess we hear it ourselves before the show.
Not really.
All the time. And again,
sound
remember.
Weird? Not much. Hey, we've had the. How many times? How many F bombs have we dropped, man? How edgy have we been so far, Cates, in the PMS pre-show?
Did you beep the first one out, or was yesterday the first one?
Yesterday was the second one.
Second one. See, so you didn't beep it out. Yeah.
So it's been. Hey,
yeah, there we go. Get used to it, man.
Roguish. Now it's time for the dead guy birthday of the day before the pregame show. City of Hope.
We are your yachting show of record. Your boating show of record.
And we love
your
boats.
Dinghy show of record. So can I get a little yacht rock, please, Tim Cates? Happy 142nd to Ole Evinrud, a name I remember from my childhood days because my very close friend Sean Rhea and his father Terry were avid fishermen who had a little Evinrud outboard on their fishing dinghy. It is the outboard motor of record. He was born in Norway, took the name Evinrud when he got to the States.
The guy that made the outboard motor?
Invented the outboard motor. That's our dude. Evinrud, raised on a farm, but kind of studied engineering on his own. Took a job in a machinery shop at 16. Got pretty skilled. Hopped around Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Chicago. 1907, he invented the first practical and reliable outboard motor. The story goes that he was out with his lady on a picnic, and they decided to enjoy a good old row on Okuchee Lake in Milwaukee. 1.5 miles from shore, his lady, Carrie, expressed a desire for an ice cream.
Okay.
He had to row 1.5 miles to get it, and he was like, this sucks, man.
She seems high maintenance.
Right? So he invented the outboard motor, and
you know what I would like? I'd like a snow cone.
You know what? If I had a motor, I'd get you one.
Yeah.
Two-stroke internal combustion, mixed that gas and oil, took off, obviously. By 1912, just 3 years later, he had employed over 300 workers. One of those workers was a young 16-year-old that reminded Evan Root of himself, P. Arthur Davidson, who hung out with Evan Root, tinkered with those motors.
That put that oil and that gas together.
And would later be one half of the duo Harley Davidson.
Oh, all
right. Right there in Milwaukee. His wife got sick in 1913.
Very appropriate that the Dodgers play in the Brewers.
Exactly.
A little Milwaukee action today with your dead guy. His wife would pass at 48. He would die about a month later of a broken heart. Oh. But his son Ralph kept the company going, and Evan Root is still around today.
All right, Matt, we're going to try something new today. Filipino news, or Philippines news, or in this case, Filipina news.
Okay.
Going to do some Philippine titles today, Matt, for
this
our friends
a new discovery.
In historic Filipino town in Hollywood. We've tried it before, but it's been a while.
Been a while.
Because K-pop has kind of jumped the shark. They're too normal, mainstream now.
It was a nice 3-4 year run.
The titles now are totally the same titles that you would hear upstairs at Kiss FM.
It's too popular.
They're playing K-pop upstairs.
Lots of it.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
So we got to jump over to the Philippines. Kimchi Yu, or Kimchi U, Filipina superstar, 30 years old today. Came to fame winning Pinoy Big Brother, Teenage Edition.
Okay.
At 16. Then came to the TV, then came to the movies, all songs, all the Manila Wood promises of fame.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, good-looking girl.
Oh, yeah. Attractive young lady.
She is from Cebu City, which is the original capital of the Philippines, or Cebu City. I don't know. So let's do some Filipino titles of stuff that she has done. And I know that many of our Filipino and Filipina listeners love my Tagala style. As I used to call it, Tagalog. It's not. It's Tagala, and I speak it very poorly. But that's what they enjoy.
Yeah, give it a try.
We're going to give it a try, and we're going to submit it to the ever. Hey, come on. You know,
well, why I'm just making sure it's pulled up.
Why you got to be so rude?
I just like to make sure it's.
Why you got to be so rude? All right. Here we go, Matt, for your approval.
I'm going to marry that girl.
Here we go. I got like 8 titles.
Okay.
From the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
That Kimchi Yu has started. First title, Must Date the Playboy. Sit and spin, Matt.
That's right.
Sit and spin.
All right, Tagalog.
You're a terrible person. Number 2, D-A, the one that ghost away.
Trying to use a little slang there. Dude went ghost.
I don't think it's slang, dude. I think it's Tagala. I love you. Goodbye.
I love you. Goodbye. I think you tried there. You tried to kind of change the inflection point, but it's really just I love you. Goodbye.
I'm not the one trying. Etiquette for mistresses.
Something not regularly featured. She's a good mistress, but she's got terrible etiquette.
I mean, she doesn't know how to act. Back it, Hindi, cock, crush, crush, mole.
What does that mean?
I don't know what an N and a G together, I don't know what sound that would make.
I think you hit it.
And then there's a question mark at the end. That's why I said it like that. Super Kike and her flying pagong. Thank you.
Don't know what a pagong is.
I don't mean either.
But I envision one of those little tick, 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 tick drums, just kind of like she's riding it, right?
And the last Filipino title, The Moon, Represent My Heart.
I don't know why you want the moon to represent your heart.
Waxing and waning.
I mean.
Always complaining.
That's pretty good. I think you might have stumbled on something there.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the Koreans have lost my interest.
Well, plus we also found probably 2 or 3 very special titles that will never be realized. You know, you cannot measure up the High Kick Through the Roof. It's hard.
No.
So now we.
But there's been a lot of good stuff.
We drive a new route.
Korea's been good to us.
It has been. It's been great.
Korea's been good to us.
It's been great to us.
We dug up the kimchi pots and really ate well, and now we're moving on. All right, let's take the afternoon off.
Batter up.
Dodgers Brewers, first pitch a little over an hour away. It's a PMS pregame brought to you by City of Hope, a world-renowned research and treatment center for cancer, diabetes, and other life-threatening diseases. At the City of Hope, they combine science with soul to create miracles. The Dodgers are 13-8 on the season. And they've won 5 in a row.
5 in a row?
That's right, Matt. They're hot. But we're not supposed to look, right? When they're losing, we're supposed to be like, don't even look. Don't even look at the standings. And now that they've won five in a row,
we're supposed to celebrate the heck out of them.
Yeah, it's
look over here. Look over here. Look over here.
Seems like a double standard to me.
Cody Bellinger continues his torrid start. Had a solo homer in the sixth. That would be his 10th of the season, tying Kristen Yelich and Chris Davis of the Oakland A's for league high honors. Max Muncy also went deep, a two-run shot.
The Baylor Bear out of Fort Worth, two-run shot. And Julio Urias shut down those racists. Six shutout innings. He allowed just one hit while striking out nine. He dealt like he was a dealer, and he got his first win of the season to reward him. And Kenley Jansen did give up a run, but also picked up his sixth save. Overall, a happy night for the Dodger fans. And Ross Stripling is going to have his swan song on the mound as a starter, just like Julio Urias did last night. Coming up next, Matt.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck with Rig Monday, Tim Neverett, Alana Rizzo, David Vassay, who might be drunk because he told us he went to the Lakefront Brewery. So give him a pass.
Yeah.
If he's slurring his words a little bit. But in Milwaukee, do what they do, right? Enjoy the brews. Enjoy and like the lamb sausage in Seattle.
Enjoy it.
Tim Cates.